As I mentioned at the top of the program, today, on behalf of the chairman, the board and the management, they sent out an apology for Sunday's performance, that is the Perth Glory, in what transpired against Melbourne City. And just quoting a couple of aspects of that release, losing games is a part of competitive sport, but the nature of our defeat on the weekend was embarrassing and completely unacceptable, and we share the pain and disappointment that everybody associated with our club is feeling. And there's been a lot of talk about the Perth Glory. They head into their final home game at HBF Park this weekend on Sunday against Western United. I know that it's been stated in the statement, a full review of the club's football operations will be undertaken at the end of the season as we look to re-establish a reconnected, sustainable and highly successful Perth Glory as per the vision of articulated by owner and chairman Ross Pellegra. And Ross has been kind enough to join us on the program now. Ross, thanks for your time.
Good evening, Peter. How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you going? I know you flew in from overseas and you had a couple of close confidants there to view the game between Melbourne City and the Perth Glory. And we know what the result was like. It must have been, as you stated in the statement, very disappointing and something you probably didn't expect.
I was totally fuming. There's no words to describe the emotions I had at the time watching the game. I just couldn't believe. I thought I was jet lagged, not actually understanding where I was at the minute. It was just really, really disappointing the way the game was conducted. It was just as the chairman, you know, it sits on my watch effectively, and you know, I take full responsibility of what happened on the night. It's not acceptable.
Saying that, you've inherited a club that's got players, that's got coaches, that's got support staff. After all, you've only been the owner chairman for a short period of time. I know that now, even on the back end, regardless of what the result was against Melbourne City, you're pretty aggressive to turn things around pretty quickly, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we've done that with other clubs. And we'll be doing the same here. At the time when we took over the club, we knew that the club already had been set up and was running in a certain manner, and there was a lot of building within the club to be made, and we understood that, and we're planning and bringing on Stan you know, with the knowledge that he has and being a football person pretty much all his life. He knew that experience would help on the ground. Also, the guys in Italy, Vincenzo and the team, you know, been analysing the last couple of days. They couldn't believe the results themselves, and we're going to make changes. You know, what's important is that the culture that we're going to be bringing into the club is going to represent the city. It's going to represent what people in Perth and the community believe in. And that's what we'll be doing for next season.
When you saw that result at the weekend, Ross, and sorry to harp on it, but we'll move on very quickly, did you ever have a thought in your mind, what have I done in taking over this club?
Or, no.
You've never had any second thoughts?
Look, when I see failure that's happened, it's a learning exercise for me that we don't get back in that situation again. You know, I don't have any regrets in buying the club, and nor am I packing up shop and leaving. I'm there to stay. I'm there to be part of the community, to make sure that this club is going to represent Perth Glory for its for what it stands for, what it means, and I'm not giving up. I'm a big fighter. There's a big fight within me that won't let go. And, you know, even while I was watching the game, I was still, you know, watching with the fight within me that, you know, I wanted things to change and move. You know, there was a few changes that happened in the second part of the game, which, you know, probably having a bit more time there, we probably could have had a few goals scored. But, you know what I mean? It's all about rebuilding, and that's what I'll be doing. I'm working with the team to make sure that we get there. So, you know, come straight after the season, you know, we'll be doing a lot of analytical work to figure out what we do next with the team and how we approach the next season.
As I mentioned, you and the club management sent out a statement today just apologising to the fans, because there's a lot of fans there that have been through thick and thin with the Perth Glory. They do take on Western United at HBF Park on Sunday, and no doubt you're appealing to the fans that have been there predominantly for the whole season to turn up, because judging from the statement, you expect a strong response from Alan Stajic and also his players this Sunday.
Yeah, well, we need to support the team that's there now. We need to show, as you know, myself as the owner, that's why I'm flying over, and also the community that we're behind the team. You know, we're resilient to failure. We're not going to accept failure on the cheek. We're going to go in hard. And you know, obviously, we don't want to stay on the bottom of the ladder. We need to make a jump. Obviously, I know the chairman of our competition, and obviously it's going to be a pretty competitive game, and we're going to show that we can come out of this.
Ross, a lot of people talk about rebuild in the AFL. I think you followed Geelong in the other code, but in the AFL, the West Coast Eagles are a big product here in Perth, and they're in the throes of a rebuild at the moment. They're saying it could take 2, 3, 4, 5 years. How quick are you hoping to turn the fortunes of the Perth Glory around if we are considering a rebuild here?
Look, yeah, and if you follow what we've done in Italy, where we bought a club from zero and we did do a 90, pretty much a 180 degree turn, and you know, we won a cup. It wasn't like it was actually a lot of strategic work. There was a lot of we studied our opposition teams. We made sure that we had the right people in every place and the right training for every player. So then we could be competitive. You know, we started the season also this year in Catania where, we had some failure games and we've turned it around. It's just not giving up, just, you know, working hard, understanding what we need to do to be competitive and how we can. So, in football, you can spend the most money on players, you can have, but if it's not strategically set with and in line with also with the community, plays a big part in what you do. So, not humbling off your question of how long will it take, but I want to be back in the top of the ladder, you know, fairly quickly next season. But we need to make sure that the team is going to be, you know, our players are going to be working to that same methodology that we're going to be chasing, you know, making sure that we become winners again, feel like champions again, and get there.
Yeah.
So, if you ask, I wanted it done. This year I wanted to be in the playoffs, but unfortunately we couldn't make it. But next year, I'm not going to accept failure.
Well, that's a strong statement. You're not going to accept failure. And I think you've one of your certainly recruits, the director of football, Stan Lazaridis, is going to be a very important person in the off season in relation to eyeing talent and potentially bolstering the squad. How big a task has Stan in front of him in the off-season before the next season rolls around?
It's going to be pretty busy. It's going to be the next 2-3 months. It's going to be a lot of work between himself and the coach, and obviously even Vincenzo Grella, which is he's planning to come down very soon, working with him. So I don't see he's going to have much free time outside of football, because he's going to be working pretty hard to get that achievement that we need to. It's a lot of work. There's going to be a lot of work.
Ross, thank you very much. No doubt you've just mentioned you'll be coming over for the game on Sunday, and let's hope it's a better show. I'm sure it will. It's a very proud club, and that's one of the reasons you invested in getting involved with the Perth Glory. Things can turn around as we've seen. You go on.
My faith in the club is there, but it's also that the community is behind me. We're going to stand together strong, and we're going to not take defeat on the cheek that easily. So we're going to work together with the community and the fans to make sure that we get out of this pretty quickly.
Yeah, I like it. Ross, thanks for joining us there in Melbourne. We look forward to seeing you at the football on Sunday.
Thank you.
Good on you. Ross Peligra there, the owner and now chairman of the Perth Glory, in an interview here on SENWA's Sports Day WA. He's an impatient man. I think he wants to turn things around pretty quickly. Interesting, you can judge from the way he spoke there. We're going to take a break, come back with more in a moment. This is Sports Day WA.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolman, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.